establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door-to-Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Network, and our guest this morning, as it is every Friday morning, Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief. Good morning, Joel. How are you?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. I'm good. I'm very well, thank you. It's good to be with you.
Well, what are we going to talk about this morning?
Well, the top story this week has been the increased tension between North and South Korea being on the brink of war again. This happens actually more often than people think. It's been a while, but there have been tremendous incidents. The latest, the sinking of the South Korea's Corvette-class patrol ship, the Cheonan, by North Korean torpedoes once again put this divided peninsula on the brink of war. There is no permanent peace accord between the two since the Korean War. When the North invaded the South, they're still living under a truce. Thanks, of course, to the no-win war policy of the Truman administration and the United Nations, which the U.S. allowed to control the war and keep military commanders like General MacArthur from winning. But, you know, as you pointed out yesterday in our conversation, it's been over 50 years and we're still there. I mean, this is just ridiculous that we're putting our boys at risk. And North and South Korean as well, the city of Seoul, the capital, is only 50 kilometers, some 35 miles from the demilitarized zone. It's the most heavily armed border in the world. It's just an incredibly bad situation. I think the globalist leaders have kept in tension for some future trigger for war, and it's almost as if the North Koreans are always itching for a confrontation. They can't wait to get it on, led by a series of frenetic, immature, and psychopathic leaders, all of the Kim dynasty, all puppets of Russia and China. So So this is a conflict waiting to happen.
But you know, the most amazing thing is, Joel, that through the years we've always had a means by which we can funnel food and, you know, and oil and other things to the North Koreans. America, in many ways, has kept that regime in power. And, of course, they counterfeit our $100 bills. That is an act of war. We let them do it. We let them finance themselves, manufacturing American money and circulating it throughout the world. And, you know, why would we, time after time after time after time, say, all right, now we're going to give you food and we're going to give you oil and we're going to let you continue, counterfeiting our money? Why would we have done that for well over 50 years?
Well, I think the answer to that has to do with my major thesis about the globalists and what they're doing there. They use the Hegelian dialectic to create enemies, as you so eloquently put it, the best enemy money can buy, because they know that those conflicts will eventually lead to major world wars that will drive people into a larger new world order, a larger control system to give up national sovereignty. And I think North Korea's obviously been preserved to be a trigger for one of these major wars. I don't think this event is the trigger event, it's obviously a serious one. There's a lot of war talk. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is asking for some retaliatory act against North Korea. That seems to indicate that they want to provoke something. That's worrisome, especially since it's my opinion that Russians aren't ready for North Korea to provoke World War III yet. But, you know, North Korea is one big poverty-stricken armed camp with the fourth largest army in the world. The only way they can support that kind of an army is because of international aid to the country, which gets siphoned off to and parceled out to communist cadres. Those that are dissidents within the country don't get food, don't get aid. North Korea boasts of 1.2 million active duty soldiers and sailors, an estimated 4 million Red Guard activists. They play the role of inactive reserve as well as neighborhood watch people, the typical communist system of having a guard on every block to watch out for dissidents. And North Korea is a nuclear power with a well-developed rocket industry that exports to all the continuing Soviet client states around the world, like Iran and Syria. Its army is divided into some 20 corps, consisting of 176 divisions. I mean, what did we have in World War II? I think we had less than 100 divisions. A corps is composed of several divisions, and each of these has several brigades and companies. In addition, it has over 90,000 commando forces specifically trained for infiltrating the South, or South Korea. It's got over 1,000 mechanized corps. Each one of those have tens of mechanized vehicles and almost 1,000 corps of tanks. So they were talking, you know, something around 15,000 to 20,000 armored tanks and vehicles. North Korea is the largest artillery force in the world with some 13,000 artillery tubes divided into 620 army or artillery corps. You can imagine what kind of devastation they can do, lay down a barrage with 13,000 rounds going off every 30 seconds. This is just a disaster waiting to happen. In short, the U.S. cannot possibly handle even these conventional forces without recurring to weapons of mass destruction, just because of the sheer quantity of men and equipment.
And our men are sitting there. They're sitting ducks in South Korea, kept there for 55 years. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, Drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning is Joel Skousen. Joel's just talking about the situation in Korea. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, we've got, I don't know, 40, 50,000 troops there. They've been there for over 55 years. And, of course, they're just sitting ducks if there were to be a war to break out. And then we'd be drawn into that war. But then we've got the war in Iran, and we can't afford it. America is a bankrupt nation. The history of great empires is wars destroy them, and our leaders know that. Why would they want to destroy America? Why out of the chaos will come, I believe, the New World Order? But you go right ahead, Joel.
Well, let's discuss what are the actual prospects for war. Certainly, the war rhetoric is inflamed right now, as it is also typical of the North, which is denying the evidence that one of its torpedoes sank the patrol boat. According to the Christian Science Monitor, the heightened security at the DMZ is prompted by North Korean statements today, making null and void all previous agreements between the North and South meant to ensure against an escalation of hostilities. And I still think it's mostly talk. North Korea has a tremendous amount of bravado about rattling their sabers. Nobody rattles sabers better than North Korea, but they've never really followed through so far on a major attack yet. They just continue to shoot down airplanes and fire patrol boats. There's a major dispute about a north-south line over, you know, there's an armistice line north of Seoul. But the South has all claimed that it goes horizontally out into waters, too, and so North Korea can't come into their fishing areas. And so there's always been fishing boats captured and kidnapped and other things because the North doesn't recognize those borders over the water. That's where a lot of shoot downs and the destruction of patrol boats have occurred. And that said, you know, the U.S. is still downplaying this threat. Private, although publicly it's making a talk about a token show of force. Of course, the United States is giving strong backing to South Korean President Lee, who seems to be handling this with dispatch, but still talk of punishment, you know, is probably not going to be done. The United States has long given North Korea assurances that it will not seek regime change or ever invade North Korea. You know, compare that to Iran and how we are preparing for an attack on Iran. I'm covering in today's World Affairs Brief the fact that Obama is considering sending a fourth and a fifth carrier task group, already three in position in the Gulf, and a fourth and a fifth. So as you said, this is, I just don't think is going to be turned into a trigger for World War III because the U.S. has already got a war in the offing in the Middle East. It's coming off probably within a few months I would have thought it could have been as early as June, three task force, carrier task force there, but now that four and five are probably heading there, that means that it's going to even be even bigger than we thought, but a few months later, because it takes time to get those places into position. But there's quite a story on the Internet challenging the evidence that the United States and South Korea has put forward about the sinking of the Cheonan by a North Korean torpedo. The U.S. and South Koreans say they have proof. Scott Creighton, a very intelligent researcher, is not so sure. He thinks we're being lied to, and similar to other beginnings in war, that this was a false flag attack on the vehicle done by our own people to provoke war with North Korea. It's very interesting when he says, let's take a look at the evidence, which the U.S. claims is overwhelming and irrefutable. Here it is. There's only two actual pieces of evidence. One, somebody wrote a number one in Korean on a single piece of torpedo salvage that they got, and they also claim the torpedo remains a perfect match in the salvage. They've got the propeller section and the steering and guidance section to a North Korean weapon called CHT-02D. Well, the conclusion was reached by an international team that the U.S. put together, and the team will not put their names, you know, which means they're a little embarrassed about their claims. They claim that counter-rotating propeller section, the propulsion motor and steering section perfectly match the schematics of CHT-02D. Torpedo was comes from inventories provided to foreign countries by North Korea for export purposes. The trouble is that it doesn't match, in fact. The United States has published the pictures of the brochure and published pictures of the torpedo section that they've salvaged, or the North Korea or South Korea salvage, and they don't match. They're generically similar, but it's far from a perfect match. In fact, Mr. Creighton says that, you know, there's no mention in any of the literature anywhere of a CHT-02D torpedo. He says, I've been looking for days now for any mention. He says, we have lots of info on all types of North Korean torpedoes, but there's been none at all on this one. Why is that? Well, you know, he comes to the conclusion that this similar to a German design, but and he's been trying to make the case that this was a Western attack on a South Korean ship to blame on the North Koreans, but I'm not sure. And in fact, I'm very doubtful of that. And the reason is, one, the North Koreans and the Chinese have always stolen designs from the Germans, who have better torpedo systems than even the U.S., and so it's not unlikely that these things won't be similar. In other ways as well, there's just no way to tell unless you have samples of everything in the North Korean inventory what they have and what the difference of design. You know, torpedoes are always undergoing modifications. And since the U.S. doesn't have anywhere near a complement of what North Korea has in terms of torpedoes, it's hard to say that this is a perfect match. There's just too many similarities between various different types of torpedoes. I do think, however, the North Korea has committed some acts of war against the South, including firing upon a sinking patrol boat. The torpedoing another boat is clearly within their historical pattern. But here's the most important point, considering if this was a false flag operation or not. If that's one of its allies carried out a false flag operation, it would mean that they're actively trying to provoke a war right now. And as you pointed out, this is not logical. With an attack that's on Iran imminent, the U.S. would be foolish, given our limited naval resources, to be provoking a second smaller war on the other side of the globe, especially one that would require at least three aircraft carrier task forces. Now, we have 10, but only six of those are available at any one time, and we've got five headed for the Gulf, but just not enough resources. The real globalist goal is to get Russia and China to attack the U.S., and neither are ready yet to do that. By provoking North Korea now, the U.S. globalists would be using up their most obvious and useful trigger event too soon. At best, it could be viewed as helping build up the image of the North Korea as an aggressor and unstable regime that the world already knows that. So essentially, I think more of the same. But as the Economist put it bluntly, the Economist magazine, time for North Korea's friends and foes alike to start to prepare for the worst. And that's what I think. I think this is a harbinger of something that will eventually come to pass, and there will be a World War through, and North Korea is probably the most likely trigger because it can make it a nuclear war. Whether or not Iran, the attack on Iran will end up nuclear is still up for grabs. It's possible just because I think the powers that be would want to get the nuclear genie out of the bottle so that Russia and China feel justified using nuclear weapons on the United States during World War III. Obviously, their main strategy is to do a preemptive nuclear strike on America, but there will be signs of warning. We will be able to see some of these signs, as these things begin to unfold, and that's one of the purposes of my World Affairs Brief, to try to keep people enlightened about what I see in the future and when these things are going to come to pass.
Well, we're living in very, very perilous times. I don't think the average American really realizes the implications of what's happening, both certainly in the Far East and certainly in the Middle East. The idea that we may actually go to war with Iran, the implications of that, the realization that when you start a war, you never know how it's going to end. Certainly, this can have a devastating effect. But the most significant thing is there's just no way in the world we can afford this. You only have to look and see what's happened time after time after time to the great empires after the First World War. So many of them, four major world empires, were destroyed because of the expense of that stupid First World War. And the Second World War destroyed the British Empire. Will the coming wars destroy the American Empire? Go right ahead, Joel.
I think it certainly will, and China's a big part of that. Russia is much diminished in terms of its naval forces, though it still has a significant submarine fleet, and they're building up new and more modern subs all the time. It's their ballistic missile fleet that is so much bigger than the United States that is our biggest worry. China is moving rapidly into competition with Russia for the main hegemon in the world. There's a major naval buildup in China. It's important to understand that the United States has, some 280 ships in its entire Navy, major ships, and China now is getting close to that number. Now, not nearly as number of sophisticated ships, but they are building a blue water Navy, and there's been several scholars that have started to look at exactly what they're doing, and they keep morphing from this coastal patrol to now regional patrol, and as they grow in their Navy, they'll be doing world patrol pretty soon. The United States, or the China, has tremendous outlying energy resources that they've contracted for and built up, especially in Africa. They are very much involved in Africa, tying up all of the energy and oil sources that they can, and they have to protect that shipping, especially in wartime, to get that oil back to China. And as one researcher put out from KC Dispatch, which Marin Katusa said she was just recently in Africa, she says, "I have my eye on China, whose presence on the continent is very strong and growing rapidly. While the rest of the world has been disenchanted by the high level of risk in Africa, the last few years have seen China turning to Africa to feed its voracious appetite for energy and to supply its booming economy. The emerging superpower has essentially," she said, "built its foreign policy around securing resources needed to sustain economic growth." Simultaneously, Beijing aggressively courts the governments of these countries, corrupt as they are, showering them with trade deals, debt forgiveness, aid packages, and promises to provide for all economic development needs, including huge bribes. In return, Beijing gets a big stake in future oil production and a guaranteed oil and gas supply. China's on the move, and it's not just for economic development. These things have a strategic military importance as well. One research said to discourage the U.S. and other foreign navies from interfering in Beijing's declared sphere of influence around Taiwan and in the South and East China Seas, Chinese military strategists have developed a set of weapons and tactics to deny hostile forces access. Among the weapons are submarines that are increasingly difficult to detect and an array of long-range anti-ship missiles that are increasingly difficult to defend against, sea-skimming missiles that can go slamming into aircraft carrier task force groups, very difficult to defend against. The latter would include what would be the world's first operational ballistic missile and maneuverable warhead guided by satellite and land-based over-the-horizon radar that can strike aircraft carriers up to 12 times the speed of sound far out to sea. U.S. military officials and analysts, he says, regard it as a serious threat to American naval operations in the Western Pacific. Now that, I would say, is an understatement. Not only is it a threat, this thing is absolutely devastating to aircraft carriers to have ballistic missiles raining in. There's no way to shoot them down. They're just too fast.
Well, I fear that we're facing difficult times. But go right ahead.
Well, ultimately, we will see...
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Joel Skousen from World Affairs Briefing.
Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction. Wild Bird Center at 1685 South Colorado Boulevard in Denver says, please practice safe driving at all times. It could save your life or someone you know. Don't be responsible for an accident, no matter how small. That's from Wild Bird Center, where Candace Stewart and her staff are always working to make our area a safer place for our youth. For the highest quality products and friendly service committed to education and conservation, call today at 758-7575. That's Wild Bird Center at 1685 South Colorado Boulevard in Denver. Call 758-7575 and mention you heard this community announcement. They wish you all a happy Memorial Day. Tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt? Get professional help from local attorney Chelsea Victor at 303-702-0591. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor provides affordable, compassionate, and professional representation. Call today for a free initial consultation. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor, redefining legal representation one client at a time. That's 303-702-0591, 303-702-0591.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan here, our guest this morning, Joel Skousen from the World Affairs Brief. And before we go on, Joel, Will you tell people how they can possibly get a copy of your World Affairs Brief, subscribe to it, and then tell them a little bit about your website as well? Certainly, I go there every single morning after I finish my emails and look forward every week to your commentary. Go right ahead.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. My commentary comes out every Friday. There is a modest subscription price to support my work to put this out. People can get a free sample issue of the World Affairs Brief if they email me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. And they can, if they forget how to do that, it tells them on the front page of the worldaffairsbrief.com website how to do this. One of the most beneficial aspects of my website is that in my research staff in putting out information to me to every day, they also post best conventional stories on the website for everyone to read. So it kind of acts as a pre-filter so that people get the least disinformation from the news when they go to my website. Of course, you get the best information when you get the World Affairs Brief at the end of the week when I put together all the stuff that isn't in the conventional news stories. Also on my website, a great deal of archival material about government cover-ups. One of the best, one of my expertise is understanding, I think, the nature of the conspiracy and how it operates, levels of sophistication. And we learn more about that by studying cover-ups, everything from the assassination of JFK to Oklahoma City bombing to 9/11. And I have a lot of detailed information in my research in those areas.
Would you like to mention three books, which we do carry? They're books on strategic relocation.
Yes, I have, in my prior career as a high security architect, I put out three major books to help people prepare in case we aren't able to save this country temporarily. I think the Lord will always provide an out for a remnant, but it means the remnant must prepare, and I've done my part to try to help put into book form a lot of do-it-yourself information. And my major work is called The Secure Home. It's 700 pages, big as a telephone book, everything from A to Z on how to secure a home and make it totally self-sufficient with solar generators, safe rooms, other things like that. Just a real a Bible of information on high security construction. Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places, really one of my best sellers because it tells people who must remain near a lot of metropolitan areas where they're at risk, whether in war or for social unrest, how to develop contingency plans to relocate and to provide retreats and other safe places around the country to prepare to weather these storms. And the last book is called How to Implement a High Security Shelter in the Home, a complete set of architectural plans on how to build a safe room within an existing house. So all of those books are available through Radio Liberty.
Yes, and they're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Well, let's go ahead with what else is in the World Affairs Brief today.
Well, there's some grand hypocrisy going on last week in Congress. Mexican President Felipe Calderon was invited by the Obama administration to address both houses of Congress in order to criticize moves by Arizona and other states to tighten up immigration enforcement. He said such laws as the Arizona law is forcing our people to face discrimination. He also attacked American gun rights by blaming Mexico's drug violence on guns being smuggled from the U.S. Calderon never took any responsibility for failing to enforce his side of the border. The Mexican military routinely drives across the U.S. border to protect drug shipments that are part of U.S.-Mexican-approved drug pipelines. The drug wars are really between the new startup competitors to the U.S.-Mexican drug pipeline that the CIA and the DIA runs in the United States. Congress gave this globalist puppet a standing ovation. They should have walked out and what was an obvious display of hypocrisy. Mexico's treatment of foreign workers and illegal immigrants is infinitely more harsh than the U.S. policy. Under Mexican law, illegal immigration is a felony punishable by 2 years in prison. Immigrants who are deported and attempt to reenter are imprisoned for 10 years. visa violations can be sentenced to six-year term. Mexico, to help illegal immigrants, are considered criminals. Mexico also bars foreigners who upset the, quote, equilibrium of national demographics, which is a very definition of racial discrimination. So who is he to come before Congress and criticize our immigration policy, which was much more lax than his? In fact, he was put up to it by the Obama administration because they want to continue to parade the aspect as if, you know, it's the right of the Mexicans to come here and be treated fairly, even when they're illegal. Only Congressman Clinton had the courage to respond. He said, "I rise to take exception to the speech of President of Mexico while in this chamber today. It is highly inappropriate for the President of Mexico to lecture Americans on immigration policy, just as it would be for Americans to lecture Mexico on its laws. Actually, it's not inappropriate if a country is guilty of tyranny or abuse of its citizens. Unlike Mexico's immigration law, which is brutally exclusionary, the purpose of America's law is not to keep people out. It's to assure that as people come to the United States, they do so legally with the intention of becoming Americans and raising their children as Americans, not Mexicans." A recent RAND study discovered that during most of the 20th century, while our immigration laws were actually enforced, assimilation worked and made possible the swift attainment of the American dream for millions of immigrants who are seeking to escape conditions such as exist in Mexico. But there is now an element in our political structure, he said, that seeks to undermine the concept of e pluribus unum, one nation. Together, it seeks to hyphenate Americans, to develop linguistic divisions, to assign rights and preferences based on race and ethnicity, and to elevate devotion to foreign ideologies and traditions, while at the same time denigrating American culture. These things, this multiculturalism, he said, does this to undermine our immigration laws. It is an outrage that a foreign head of state would appear in this chamber and actively seek to undermine our laws. And it is a disgrace that he would be cheered on from the left wing of the White House and many Democrats in this body. Arizona has not adopted a new immigration law. All it has done is to enforce existing law that President Obama refuses to enforce. In fact, it was just announced the head of the Customs and Enforcement Administration, John Morton, says this agency will not process illegal immigrants referred to them by Arizona authorities. Why, he should be removed from his job if he won't enforce the very federal law upon which the Arizona law is based. Obama sought to deceive the public into thinking that his recent move to put 1,200 National Guardsmen on the border with Mexico was to show the federal government was serious about stopping illegal immigration. Not so. National Guard troops sent to the Mexican border will be used to stem the flow of guns and drugs, says the White House, and not to enforce U.S. immigration laws. The clarification came after the Mexican government urged Washington not to use the additional troops to go after illegal immigrants. Well, that was propaganda, by the way. The Obama
administration. We'll be right back with Joel Skousen here at the American Freedom Network.
Community Connections is proud to announce their 2010 Summer Baseball Camp, June 28th through July the 2nd, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Sandstone Park, 3001 East Highway 119, Longmont. Ages 5 through 14 years old, boys and girls both welcome. For pre-registration or information, call 303-702-0588. Ask for Israel Victor, Camp Director. That's 303-702-0588. Community Connections 2010 Summer Baseball Camp. For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction.
Well, as we stand back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning is Joel Skousen. And, Sydney, Joel, you go right ahead with what you were saying.
Well, we're talking about the hypocrisy of the administration of not following through with their command campaign commitments to secure the border before they seek for amnesty. It's very obviously they're only interested in amnesty and the multicultural agenda that is destroying the country. In any case, President Obama, you know, was very deceptive in trying to convince the public that sending 1,200 additional National Guard troops to the border was meant to secure the border. And obviously it wasn't. They said that basically they're there to enforce guns and drug legislation or problems on the border, and essentially they sit there and do nothing. All of the money spent on National Guard troops is money that should go into border fencing. And unfortunately, the Senate yesterday rejected an amendment by Senator Jim DeMint, Republican of South Carolina, to finish the border fence within a year. All but four Democrats voted in opposition. Obviously, the word from the powers that be is out to the Democrats to keep the flood of illegal aliens coming.
But I think it's so important people understand we do not intend to enforce the laws, neither the Republicans or the Democrats, because the whole idea certainly is to eventually join the United States with Mexico and raise our living standards to that of the Mexican peasant. But they can't tell the American people, so they got to pretend, oh, we're going to build a fence. We're going to send troops down there. It's all political theater to confuse the American people. They do a good job of it, but if you understand, they have no intention of stopping the illegal immigration. They want to merge with Mexico. Then it all makes sense.
Well, really, a vast majority of Americans really want that border secured, and so I think this is a case where the Obama administration is simply pushing ahead regardless, public opinion be damned, and that's what they're doing. They have the power to do that, and people are really powerless almost to stop it when the government won't, in fact, enforce the law. President Obama at his news conference, they took a lot of heat about a lot of things, and one of the biggest things was, of course, the Gulf oil spill, which has been compared to President Bush's slow and ineffective treatment of the Katrina hurricane disaster. But, you know, I suspected a rat when Obama said that he was going to open up more Gulf oil drilling when this coincidence of this blowout occurred. A whistleblower has finally emerged to tell of British Petroleum taking dangerous shortcuts, which was the real cause of the blowout and sinking of the giant oil platform in the Gulf. LA senior managers complained about oil giant BP that they were taking shortcuts by replacing heavy drilling fluid with salt water in the well that blew out, triggering a massive oil spill in the Gulf. There's one particular whistleblower, a guy named Truett Crawford, aroused about for drilling the donor Transocean. He told Coast Guard investigators that seawater, which provides less weight to contain surging pressure from an ocean oil well, was used to prepare for dropping supposed to be used to prepare for dropping a final blob of cement into the well. Did I overhear upper management talking, saying that BP was taking shortcuts, they displacing the water with the well with seawater instead of mud? Mud is this very, very heavy drilling mud that seals a well with cement plugs, and he says that's why it blew out. Crawford said in a statement, spokesman for BP, which was leasing the rig Deepwater Horizon when it exploded, killing 11 workers, declined to comment. Naturally, I'd be willing to admit that the administration doesn't do anything with this damaging information. They are in cover-up mode right now. Reporters really badgered Obama about where was he when all this was happening, how much did he know, and why hasn't this stuff stopped? And obviously, it's very interesting that the final stopping of the well by plugging it with, cement has been known all along. Why didn't they try that at first? It's just ridiculous to try all of these things while this oil was spilling. Now, of course, Obama has used this as an excuse to stop all drilling and oil exploration offshore, as well as even in the Arctic. I mean, this is a massive conspiracy, in my opinion, to sabotage the oil drilling industry around the United States. And I think that this is really in preparation for war someday, that they're using up foreign oil to feed our industry right now, and they're keeping all of our domestic oil on tap so that they can tap it when they need it during war. I don't think this is done to help Americans. This is done to provide the engine of warfare for a third world war, which will not accrue to American sovereignty.
No, it'll be designed to destroy American sovereignty, because the people who hold the reins of power hate America. They hate our sovereignty. They hate freedom. And they're really moving us towards this one world government. So I think we'll be able to tell exactly what this is all about. If we stop offshore oil drilling, what are we going to do about the Chinese who are drilling off the shores of Cuba? Are they going to stop their offshore drilling? And of course not. Nobody else in the world will stop the offshore drilling, only the United States. It's the same way with nuclear power. We can't have nuclear power here, but everybody else can have nuclear power in the world. And it's the same old scenario. It's like Three Mile Island all over again, and only now they're doing it with oil in the Gulf. And they're sure making a mess out of the marshes in Louisiana, and they're intentionally allowing this to happen because it has a tremendous psychological impact on the gullible American people.
Yeah, it's amazing when we know the secret acts of men in this world, how they just have no regard for life of people or property or the environment. It's all to be used to goad people into things that will lead to a new world control system. I think you're absolutely right about nuclear power. The government actively seeks through credits and other things for our nuclear industry to build all kinds of nuclear power plants all around the world, and yet they're not allowed to build them here in the United States. They're in bed with the big nuclear industry to make sure that they get all these jobs in India now and around the world, but not in the United States. Well, if it's good enough for the rest of the world, that we promote it with our tax dollars, why isn't it good enough for the United States?
We're out of time, Joel. God bless. We'll talk to you next week.
Seven years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice vice president for the Patriot Trading Group. And as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Movement of America, and I hope you enjoyed the program this morning with Joel Skousen. Well, this is the time I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help, we'd love to hear from you. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. Certainly, we have a great new DVD out. It's called The Specter Haunting America, and it is simply a talk we gave at the last Radio Liberty conference, and it dealt primarily with the problem of vaccines. I mean, are vaccines a panacea, or are they a plague? You try to tell any doctor that I know that smallpox vaccination doesn't work, and he'll simply laugh you right out of the room, and he's absolutely right. It's eradication of smallpox is one of the great medical accomplishments of all time, and what we've done with polio has been wonderful. It's been a wonderful thing to do away with this terrible problem. But are there problems with vaccination? And that's what you have to understand. You have to understand how vaccines work, how the immune system works, and why we have so many people who have so many allergic and autoimmune diseases since we began vaccinating on a massive scale. The Specter Haunting America is an important addition to your knowledge and understanding of what vaccination is about. You need to get the DVD on Mercury Autism and the Global Vaccine Agenda. And when you get that DVD, you get a free CD-ROM with literally thousands of pages of documentation on the dangers of mercury. You need, of course, to get the DVD, Vaccines and Brain Development by Dr. Blaylock. You need to understand they're poisoning us with genetically modified food. They know what they're doing. A great book we carry by Jeffrey Smith entitled The Genetic Roulette. Genetic Roulette. We recommend the book for you. We actually carry a four-tape set on genetically modified food. They really are destroying the lives of the American people. They're feminizing our males. Why do you think so many men have erectile dysfunction today? They know what they're doing, and of course they're attacking us with the bisphenols that line, it's a plastic that lines every tin can, and they know its impact, and they know what these things do after a couple of generations, and this is why fertility rates are falling throughout the world, and why they have the doomsday seed bank up there above the Arctic Circle, so they will have good seeds to grow when, of course, they start all over again. You need to get my material on planned population reduction. It's a DVD. My talk, None Dare Call It Genocide. My talk on population control. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You need, of course, to go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Watch our DVDs, read our newsletters, listen to our programs, which are available there on satellite feed 9 hours a day. And then, of course, you can go to our other section, the new great section, videos around the web, and you'll see all of the YouTubes that are really important, that I think are important, that short little clips that will help you understand what's going on today, and certainly what really happened on September 11th. Watch Building 7 come down half a dozen times and realize when you're doing a controlled demolition, the first thing you do is take out the center of the building, so the center of the roof collapses first, and then the building dissolves into a sheet of dust. We are involved in a spiritual battle, ladies and gentlemen. Number 1-800-544-8937. Until Tuesday, when we'll be back. May the Lord be with you.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.